Good morning, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹早。
Thank you for the choir with that song reminding us what Christians this life is all about.
我们谢谢诗班为我们献那首诗，那首诗歌提醒我们，对我们而言，这个世界应该是怎么样的。
To view the brevity of our life.
是
the shortness of our life.
这首诗歌提醒我们，我们在世上是客旅，这世界非我家。
And that everything,
我的生命非常的短暂。
And that everything our faith is about is looking forward.
我们信仰的核心，其实我们信仰的一切应该是向前看。
Knowing that today is not all we have.
知道今天不是我们所拥有的一切。
So I'd like to ask you a question, even in light of this hymn today.
所以我想根据我们刚才所听到的诗歌，我想问各位一个问题。
I want to ask you a question that you can think about this morning.
我这个问题的用意是要让大家今天早上可以思考一下。
When was the last time you had something to look forward to?
最近一次你满心期盼着或期待着某件事情会发生是什么时候？是什么事情？
Was it that you were looking forward to a weekend?
也许你最近一次所满心期待着发生的是一个是周末的到来。
You look into a free day of work, a day where you don't have to work.
或者有一天你不需要工作，你可以休息。
Looking forward to that next bonus check.
或者是或者什么时候公司会给你加薪或分红。或者有什么红利？
How about some new purchase?
或者是购买什么新的东西？
Or a nice vacation?
或者是一个美好的假期？
What do you look forward to?
所以你所期待着发生的是什么？
And yet, as a child of God, I want to ask you a question.
但是作为神的儿女，我也要问你另外一个问题。
When was the last time you looked forward to the promised return of Jesus Christ?
你最近一次期盼着主耶稣基督他能够实现他的应许，就是他将再来。你这样的期盼最近一次是在什么时候有的？
Jesus promised that he will come again.
因为主耶稣曾经应许过说他会再来。
Does that affect you?
那么这个应许对你有没有任何的意义或者影响呢？
Is that something you look forward to?
这是不是一个你满心期待着赶快发生的事呢？
How does Jesus' second coming affect you?
耶稣基督所应许的再度降临怎么影响你？
Maybe it affected you at one point.
也许它在某一方面对你有影响。
But today, you don't really think about that.
但是今天呢，你并没有仔细的或者用心的去想它。
What should our attitude be?
所以我们对这件事情的态度应当如何？
Today we're going to continue, as you see here on our title sheet, that our series, Second Thessalonians.
就像我们在主日崇拜单上说的，这是我们现在的今天所要讲的是一系列的另外一个信息，跟帖撒罗尼迦有关系。
So if you turn your Bible, turn it open to Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
所以请你翻圣经翻到帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
If you do have your Bibles, your cell phones, open up and just turn to it.
不管你是有书或者有手机，都请你翻开圣经翻到
Because what I want you to see today is that Jesus' second coming affected them. But maybe not in the right way.
也许不是很正确的影响他们。
So let's look at God's word. I'm going to just warn you now that this is a text for the children of God.
我现在要提醒你们的就是，这是为神的儿女们所预备的一段经文。
But this at the same time is a obscure text. It is a difficult text.
但是同时我们今天要看的这段经文也相当的艰深晦涩。
But in that light, I think it's important that we take one shot at reading through it.
但是首先我想我们需要做的第一件事就是我们先把这段经文从头到尾念一遍。
I'll go ahead and ask our translator to read this in Chinese from verses 1 through 12, and our English-speaking brothers and sisters, if you will, just kind of follow along, and let's all work to not just read it, but try to start to digest it.
所以我现在要请翻译的，用中文念《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第二章第一节到第十二节。那么，请看英文的弟兄姐妹们，自己看英文。 那么我们不但要阅读这段经文，也请各位在阅读的同时能够仔细的思考，能够尽量的吸收。弟兄们，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集，我劝你们，无论有灵有言语有冒我名的书信说主的日子现在到了，不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。 人不拘用什么法子，你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事，并且有那大罪人，就是沉沦之子显露出来。他是抵挡主高抬自己，超过一切称为神的和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的殿里自称是神。我还在你们那里的时候，曾把这些事告诉你们。 你们不记得吗？现在你们也知道那拦阻他的是什么，是叫他到了的时候才可以显露，因为那不法的隐意已经发动，只是现在有一个拦阻的，等到那拦阻的被除去，那时这不法的人必显露出来，主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光废掉他。 这不法的人来是显，是照撒旦的运动，行各样的异能、神迹和一切虚假的歧视，并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，因他们不领受爱真理的心，使他们得救。故此，神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎。
Okay, let's pray together. Father, we ask, Lord, for your help this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们的主，我们需要你的帮助。
Because we have come here to direct our attention to you in worship.
我们到这儿的目的是要全心全意的来敬拜你。
And we don't want to just be passive worshippers, we want to be active worshippers.
我们不要就是一个被动的敬拜者，我们要主动的参与在这个敬拜的行动当中。
So we want to worship you, Lord, with our whole heart and all of our mind.
所以我们要用我们所有的全心、全身、全灵。
And I know that this may not be the easiest piece of scripture for us to look through together, but we ask for your grace.
我们明白这不是一段容易了解的经文，我们需要你恩典的帮助。
So at the same time, we believe that you are able to speak to us in a very powerful and a profound way.
尽管我们可能不能够完全的理解这段经文的意思，但是我们相信你的能力会让我们完全明白其中的经义。
So we offer our hearts to you, God.
所以我们把我们的心灵都交托给你。
Speak to us, we pray.
求主让对我们亲自说话。
Remind us what you need to remind us of.
照你所想要提醒我们的，提醒我们。
And change us in the way you want us to be changed.
照你的心意改变我们。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
This passage, no doubt, is loaded with interpretive issues.
对于这段经文的理解，有各种很多不同的说法。
It is a passage that most scholars who study Paul's letters say that this is one of the most obscure texts in all of Paul's writings.
许多圣经学者公认这段经文是保罗书信当中最艰深最晦涩的经文之一。
And if you're like me, the first time I read through that text, it is hard to understand.
如果你像我一样，当我第一次读这段经文的时候，我觉得很难，真是非常难理解。
And if we're not careful, there's a lot of things in this text that are unclear.
如果我们不够小心的话，我们会发现这里头有很多东西其实是不清楚的，意思不清楚。
But people end up writing on this and debating on it because it has to do with future events.
那么很多的学者他们写关于这篇这段经文的东西，他们在甚至在辩论争论这段经文真正的含义是什么，因为这段经文跟末世跟未来有关。
So if we are not careful,
所以如果我们不够小心的话，
even today, as we read and think, we could like just veer off track.
即使是现在我们在阅读这段经文，我们在思考，如果我们不够小心的话，我们会容易偏离这段经文的主要的大意。
So as I prayed and worked through this text from last week to this week,
所以在我上个礼拜到这个礼拜，我一边用祷告的心来预备今天的讲章的时候，
I believe that there can be three anchor points that can help ground us in this text. Three anchor points.
我相信尽管这段经文里头有一些细节是艰深晦涩，是不容易理解的，但是只要我们牢牢地抓住三个主要的论点，我们就可以了解这段经文的经义。
And these three points, I pray that this text is not limited to these three points, but these are three anchor points that I believe, if God willing, can help us and feed us and nourish us today.
所以虽然这段经文的含义里头的丰富的含义远远的超过我们今天所要看的三个论点，但是我相信神的灵用这三个论点就足以能够让我们对他的道有更清楚更透彻的了解。
And the first point is this.
我要说的第一点是，
As you thinkabout every struggle in your life right now.
你们现在想一想，你们在生命中或生活上正在经历的每一个挑战。
As you think about every battle that you are facing in your life today.
你们现在想一想，就是今天你们在生活中或生命里，你们面临什么样的挑战。
I want you to know,that every struggle that you face in your life is a spiritual battle.
我要告诉你们的是，你们在这世上所经历的任何一个挑战都是一场属灵的征战。
This is the first thing we have to understand as a group of believers as we dive into this text.
当我们作为信徒们，当我们阅读思考这段经文的时候，我刚才提的是第一点，我们需要铭记在心的。
Everything in life,
在我们生命中或生活里每一件事情
，every hardship，
每一种苦难
，is part of the spiritual battle at hand，
是就是一场正在进行的属灵的征战。
Think about all the struggles that you face today.
对你想一想，你今天正碰到什么样的征战
？Struggles in your work.
在你的工作的，在职场。
Struggles in your schoolwork.
你的学习。
Struggles at home.
你在家里。
Struggles with your parents.
你跟父母之间的冲突。
Struggles with your children.
你跟儿女之间的冲突。
Struggles with your spouse.
你们跟配偶之间的冲突。
Struggles in and out of the church.
在教会里教会外种种的以种种的形式出现的冲突。
That every time you try to live for God and do something for God, you face opposition.
每一次当你想要为神的道而活，你要为按照他的心意而活的时候，你就会发现你是处处碰壁。
We heard that last week in the sermon.
我们上个礼拜在讲就听到讲台怎么说。
As you try to live for God's kingdom,
当你要为神的国度生活的时候
，you struggle and you suffer.
你挣扎，你受苦。
Why is that? What is going on?
所以你会问，到底是怎么了？
And Paul wanted these Thessalonians to know that there are spiritual forces working in the world.
保罗要帖撒罗尼迦教会的人知道，在这些事情的背后是一场属灵的征战。
In verse 7, he says this.
第七节。
The mystery of lawlessness is already at work.
因为那不法的隐逸已经发动。
And only he who now restrains it will do it until he is out of the way.
只有现在那个拦阻这个不法之人的出现之后，他才会被这个被除去。
There is a mystery of lawlessness happening. This is referring to a spiritual force.
这里所指的是一个属灵的力量，这是一个奥秘。
And there's okay, did you say spiritual force?
对
okay,
属灵的力量。
And there's some type of thing that's restraining it. Something's holding it back. That's another spiritual force.
那么有另外一股力量在拦阻它。
As we read this chapter, we first need to recognize.That everything we face in this world,
然后当我们继续看的时候，我们就意识到我们现在所面对的每一种困境
，everything
每一个困境
is tied with the spiritual forces going on right now,
都跟现在正在进行的这个属灵的征战息息相关。
There are spiritual forces working now,
现在。此时此刻就有一场就有属灵的力量在互相征战。
causing some of you to fall asleep right now.
比方说现在就有一股属灵的力量让你们当中有些人打瞌睡。
And you're losing that battle, aren't you?
那么这就表明你在这场属灵的征战中失败了。
But see, God shows this in Other places in His Word. Look at Ephesians. We're going to put up here on the board.
那么，在圣经别的地方也提到，我们看以弗所书。
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Okay, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the what? The spiritual forces of evil.In the heavenly places.
以弗所书第六章这样说，因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
People are not the problem.
人 本身不是问题。
It seems like people are the problem.
似乎表面上好像人造成种种的问题。
But they're not.
但是他们其实不是问题。
Because our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
因为我们的征战不是跟跟血肉之躯征战。
But against the what? Cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the what? Spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. That's who our battle is against.
因为我们所征战的对象是在空中掌权的，是掌管这个世界的那股属灵的幽暗的力量征战。
Let me be clear.
但是我要说，有一点我要说清楚。
Spiritual forces are at work in the world.
在世界上这股属灵的力量正在活动。
Spiritual forces are at work at this church body.
在世界上就在我们这群教会的肢体中属灵的力量也在活动。
Spiritual forces are working at your family.
那个意思就是说，属灵的力量也在你的家中活动。
There are spiritual forces battling in your life.
在你的生活中活动。
So it's not
作风。
So it's not just your life, your job, your family.
所以这不只限于你的家庭。你的工作你的个人的生活。
It's not just a hardship that you face.
也不仅就限于你现在正在面对的困难。
They're all tied to this spiritual battle happening all over the world today.
所有的在世界上发生的所有的事情都是跟这个属灵的力量是有关系的。
And in verse 2, we see that the Thessalonians became unsettled. They became disturbed.
然后在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第二节，我们看到那些教会里的人，他们就开始心神不宁，他们心智动摇了。
The original word for the phrase "shaken in mind."
这个和合本的翻译轻易动心
is really the meaning is distressed. You're agitated.
意思其实就是惊慌失措。
So they were distressed and alarmed.
所以他们受到很大的惊吓，他们惊慌失措，他们不知道该怎么办。
They were shaken up. They were shaken up.
他们动心智动摇了。
Because they thought the day of the Lord had already come.
因为他们以为，主耶稣基督神的主的日子已经到来。
Did Christ already come again?
他们问。耶稣已经来了吗
？Did we miss something？
我们是不是有些事情我们现在不知道或没想到的
？And it shook their faith.
所以这样的想法动摇了他们的信心。
They were affected.
他们受到负面的影响。
And Paul didn't want them to be affected.
但是保罗不要他们受到这样的影响。
And unsettled in this way.
保罗不要他们因为这个。而心智动摇。
So what Paul begins to do in this text is he begins to teach them and warn them.
所以保罗就用这段经文来教导他们，来警告他们。
Of what's happening in the spiritual world.
这个属灵的世界里到底是怎么样的。
And how this spiritual battle is going to affect everything around them.
还有这样的属灵的征战会怎么样的影响他们每一个信徒。
And he was giving them the picture that the spiritual battle is only going to grow more and more intense.
然后保罗就给这些人一个画面，就是这样的属灵的征战会持续的变本加厉，愈演愈烈。
That wickedness,
邪恶
and deception,
诡诈
they're only going to get worse.
只会越演越烈
And that's our second anchor point this morning.
这就是今天我们应该牢牢抓住的第二个重点
That wickedness and deception will continue to get worse.
这个邪恶诡诈 会持续变本加厉。
When you look at verses 3 to 5,
第三节第五节
there are two things in this verse that are very unclear.
有两件事情在这段经文里头是很意思是不清楚的。
But the same two things, I'm going to say, are clear enough.
但是呢同时这两件意思不太清楚的事情已经够清楚了。
Okay, what are these two things?
那么是哪两件事呢
?One, go ahead, you can keep it. One, you see it in verse 3, is there is going to be a man of lawlessness.
第三节告诉我们有一个不法之人或是沉沦之子。
And the second is there's going to be a rebellion.
第二个就是会有一个叛逆者。
And so these two things must happen before Jesus comes again.
而这两件事情会在主耶稣基督再度降临之前产生。
Paul says that, don't you remember what I taught you about these things?
保罗说你记得我曾经把这些事告诉你们你们不记得吗
And so he taught them.
所以他教过他们。
But what do we know about who the man of lawlessness is? Okay. What do we know about the man of lawlessness? What do we know? Woman? 这个 How do you say it? How do you say the man of lawlessness in Chinese? You say it. Huh? 不法之人 What do we know about 不法之人 What about the rebellion? How do you say the rebellion in Chinese? The what? The 叛逆 What do we know about the 叛逆 We don't know anything about these things. 我们什么都不知道 There's a lot of people that guess about these things. 很多人在猜这些是什么东西 But we don't know what it is because Paul doesn't say it very clearly. But what...These things give us are clear enough. 这两件事情有够清楚。How is it enough? The day of the Lord will not come until we see the rebellion and the man of lawlessness being revealed. You want to try it? How do you feel? That's too hard.
所以这些事情要直到主耶稣基督再度降临之后才会完全显露出来。
之前
会完全显露出来。
Right. So the picture of it is this. There's a picture that we see.
所以你们就想象这一幅画面。
The spiritual battle that is behind everything in this world today.
在这世上发生的所有的一切的每一件事情的背后那一场属灵的征战。
It's only going to get worse.
只会变本加厉。
The spiritual battles that you are facing in your life are only going to get worse.
你现在目前在你的生活中或在生命里所经历的那些只会愈演愈烈。
And yet all these spiritual forces of evil at work,
但是这些正在活动、正在运作的这个邪恶的力量
will be uniquely expressed and it will all come into one man.
会在一个人身上被独特的呈现出来。
The man of lawlessness.
这个人就是沉沦之子。
And this man will appear.
这个人会出现
at the time of Jesus' second coming.
在主耶稣基督再度降临的时候这个人才会浮上台面
So what do we know about this man of lawlessness? That's what we're going to look into. What do we know about him?
所以从这段经文里头我们试着去了解这个沉沦之子这个不法之人是怎么样的一个人
I'm going to show you three things.
我要让你们看到三件事情
First, who he is.
第一他是谁、
okay.One, you see that he is coming.
第一，他来。
You see that in verse 9.
第九节。
The coming of the lawless man
is by the activity of Satan.
这个不不法之人来是撒旦的运动。
But we see that 他会来 ，He is coming.
但是我们看到他在来的路上。
Second, you see that He is revealed.
第二点，我们知道的有关这个不沉沦之子是他显露出来。
That's what we see in verse 3.
这是我们在第三节看到的。
And third, we see in verse 9 again that he will have power.
第九节告诉我们，这个沉沦之子他有能力。
Signs or miracles.
他会行异能奇事。
And wonders.
他会行各式各样的异能奇事。
Let me ask you a question.
我们问你一个问题。
When you think of these three things,
当你想到这三件事情的时候
that someone who is coming, someone who is revealed, and someone who has power and miracles and wonders, who do you think of?
有一个人他就在来的路上了。有一个人他有大能他能行神迹奇事。
Mm-hmm.
你会联想到什么、
mm-hmm. Yeah, 你会想到什么 Who do you think of? 耶稣 That's right. You think of Jesus.
你会想到耶稣。
These words are all important because they relate to Jesus.
这些字眼都非常的重要，因为他们跟耶稣有关。
Because Jesus Christ is the only one who truly has power, signs, and wonders.
因为耶稣基督是唯一的，那有真正的大能，能行神迹奇事的。
But in verse 9,We see that the one who is coming is going to have false power, false signs, false miracles.
第九节告诉我们，这个将来的人，他有能力，他能行神迹奇事，但是圣经告诉我们，这一切都是虚假的。
So this man of lawlessness, he will be a false Christ.
所以这位这个沉沦之子或不法之人他是一个假基督
He will be against everything of Jesus
他会与主耶稣基督处处为敌
He will be anti-Jesus
他会与基督敌对
And this man is completely as we see under the control the power of Satan
这样的人我们看到的其实他完全是在撒旦的控制操纵之下
That's why when John wrote about this man
这就是为什么在约翰写到关于这个人的时候
What did John call him?
他把他称作什么
This man of lawlessness is otherwise known as the Antichrist
这个沉沦之子或不法之人的另外一个名称就是敌基督
Children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard, that Antichrist is coming. So now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour.
所以约翰一书第二章告诉我们约翰把这样一个这个人称作敌基督
This is a man who is completely under the control of Satan.
而这个人他是完全在撒旦魔鬼撒旦的控制操纵之下
what he does.
我现在要你们看看他做了什么
What does he do? Three things
他做三件事情
You see in verse 4 that he will exalt himself over every religion
第四节告诉我们他会高抬自己超过一切称为神和一切受人敬拜的。
You also see that he will proclaim himself to be God.
我们也看到他会声称自己是神。
And third, you will see that he will come with deception.
第三件事情我们会看到他带来的是诡诈欺骗。
In verse 4,You see that he exalts himself over everything called God and over everything that is worshipped.
第四节，他高抬自己，超过一切称为神的和一切受人敬拜的。
Everything.
一切，每一件。
Across cultures.
这个是 跨文化的。
Across the world.
它是在世界之上的。
In other words,
是超过整个世界的。换句话说，
He will exalt himself over all religion.
换句话说，他会高抬自己，超过一切的宗教。
And don't we already see this happening in the world today?
我们不是已经看到这样的事情已经在世上开始
出现了吗？ That there is a great intolerance against religion.
在这个世界上有一个趋势，就是有越来越多的人不能容忍宗教。
Every time you hear people talk about organized religion,
每一次当人谈到有组织的宗教的时候，
you hear people saying,It's organized religion that makes people intolerant.
你就会听到人说，是那些宗教的组织让人与人之间不能够互相容忍。
It's organized religion that's causing all this violence in the world today.
那些宗教的组织让人彼此憎恶。
And instead, people are saying, I'm not for organized religion.
然后你就会听到人说我是反对有宗教成为一个组织的。
But I'm spiritual.
但是我是属灵的。
I have God.
我有神。
But I don't need organized religion.
我不需要有组织成为组织的宗教。
This is the mood in the world today.
这是今天世界上的一个光景。
So there's little doubt in my mind.
所以我毫不怀疑。
That in this world one day.
我相信有一天这个世界。
The world will be ready for a leader who will exalt himself above everything that is so-called God.
这个世界上会崇拜或者接受一个人的领导，那个自称超越所有的宗教的人的领导。
He will exalt himself over everything worshipped.
他会超越高抬自己，超过一切受人敬拜的。
He will exalt himself over Christianity.
他会高抬自己，超过基督教、
Islam、
回教、
Hinduism、
印度教、
Buddhism、
佛教。
And he will say,
他会说。
It's in all of these religions that's creating all the problems in the world today.
就是这些宗教造成世界上种种的问题。
If we get rid of religions, we will finally have peace.
如果我们不要宗教，那么我们世上就会有和平。
And that will be the message that will deceive this world.
而这样的一个信息会欺瞒，会成功的欺瞒住世界上很多人。
And the people of the world will follow him and exalt him.
世上的人就会高抬他，崇拜他，跟随他。
Can you see this happening?
你是不是也看见这样的情况
会发生呢？ And wickedness that will increase.
所以圣经上说的邪恶跟诡诈会变本加厉。
In verse 9 and 10,
第九节第十节
the coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders. And verse 10, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved.
第九节第十节这不法的人来是照撒旦的运动行各样的异能神迹和一切虚假的歧视并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈因他们不领受爱真理的心使他们得救弟兄姐妹们
Wickedness and deception will continue to get worse
邪恶跟诡诈会持续愈演愈烈
Before the second coming of Christ
在主耶稣基督再度降临之前
Could this be a frightening thought?
所以这样的我们一想到这点是不是就会让我们
Especially because the enemy of God who is bringing wickedness is bringing it not so overtly, but bringing it through deception and lies.
特别是当我们想到这个行诡诈还有邪恶的人，他所带来的他所做的所有的活动不是通过表面的那种很明显的很容易看见的行动。
It's going to come through deception. It's going to come through lies.
而是通过欺瞒欺骗通过诡诈来成就他的工作。
How many of you know someone who lies very well? Yeah?
你们当中
you know someone who lies well?
你们当中有多少人认识那些很善于说谎的人？
Do you know someone who lies well? Yeah?
你们认识不认识有些人？
Maybe you're like, no, man, I lie well.
也许你会说我很善于说谎，我很会掩饰。
The Bible says,
圣经说
that the enemy of God, Satan,
神的敌人撒旦
is the what? The father of lies.
是谎言之父。
You think you're a good liar?
如果你以为自己很善于撒谎
This is the one who is called the father of lies.
那么你要记得撒旦就被称为谎言。
That means he's the master of lies.
意思就是说他非常善于撒谎。
That means he can lie to you so well that you don't have a clue.
意思就是说他能够骗你骗到你不知道自己受骗了。
And so this is a reminder for us as a church of believers.
所以这个对教会弟兄姐妹来说是一个很好的提醒。
We do not lie.
别说谎。
Not for anything.
别为了任何一个原因说谎。
Not for gain. Not for personal gain.
不要为了自己的利益说谎。
Not for personal fun.
不要为了自己的享乐说谎。
We do not lie.
总而言之，我们不可以说谎。
Because lying is the activity of Satan.
因为说谎是撒旦的工作。
Satan will use lies and deception to corral this whole world.
撒旦会用谎言，会用诡诈来腐蚀整个世界。
And if you say that you are a child of God,
如果你自认为是神的儿女
then the only way to know and read through Satan's deception is to hold on to the truth.
唯一能够帮助你抵挡撒旦的就是高举圣经里头的真理
and to practice staying away from what is false.
而且要在生活中实践这个真理
Practice
实践
staying in the truth,
并且要保持自己永远站在真理之上
staying away from what is false,
远离所有的一切虚假的
We must be on guard for anything that is false.
我们对于任何一个虚假的东西必须要提防
Because throughfalsehood and through deceit Satan is going to allow wickedness to increase in this world
因为撒旦会通过虚假会通过诡诈让世上的邪恶愈演愈烈
Why?
为什么
Why is Satan working so hard to deceive the world and allow wickedness to increase
为什么撒旦如此卖力的让这个世界在诡诈在这个世界上
Because Satan's one goal
因为他的目标
is to try to destroy the work of God
就是毁灭神的工作
That means
意思就是
When God is doing work in your life
当神在你生命中动工的时候
The enemy wants to stop it.
他的仇敌会要阻挠这个工作。
When you are beginning to grow in your love for Christ,
当你在对神的爱越来越多，在成长灵上性上成长
，Satan will try to snuff it out.
那么他就会让你这个爱心熄灭。
The moment you try to respond to last week's sermon by Pastor James,
你一旦想要对向上个星期讲台上的信息做出回应的时候
，and he God convicted you about restoring your marriage.
或者神让你确切的看见你应该挽回挽救你的婚姻的时候
And the moment you want to make your marriage glorifying to God
当你立志要通过婚姻让神得荣耀就在那一个时刻
Satan and his forces will do everything they can to stop you
撒旦跟他的其属灵的力量就会无所不用其极的要把这个神在你身上的心中的感动。
How many of you have fought in a battle before? Anybody fought in a battle? War? No? How many of you fight 打过仗？谁有打过仗 ？Why did I do this to Chinese? 打过仗 ，you know? 谁有打过仗？没有人。Anybody? How about seen it on TV or played a video game? Okay, a lot of people. Okay. When you see an enemy.
当你看到一个敌人
You know you have to fight against your enemy.
你知道你要抵挡他
But when you see your enemy already weak, you know when you play video games, like their blood level, their life level is very low.
但是当你看到你的敌人已经越来越弱
And they're already laying on the ground.
他们已经躺在地上了
And you stumble and you see your enemy.
然后你看到你的敌人
What do you need to do to defeat your enemy?
你该怎么做才能够打败他呢
You just need to take out anything small, 一支笔
你只要拿一个很小的东西一支笔
And you go, stop
你就可以把它击倒了
You need to take your weakest tool You're not going to use anything on him You're just going to, stop And he's dead
你只要拿一个最微小的最微弱的东西就可以把它击倒
You all know that
我们都知道这个
But if you stumble across your enemy
但是如果你碰到一个敌人
And your enemy is up
你的敌人站起来了
And your enemy is armed
你的敌人带着武器
And they are ready to go forward and fight
他们要反击你他们要继续跟你打仗
Are you going to pull out your pen?
你会拿一支笔去对抗
No
不
You are going to pull out your biggest weapon
你会拿出你的最强有力
You are going to take out your biggest spear
你要拿出你的最强
有力的 You're going to use all your power
最锋利的矛来
And try to destroy that enemy
来打败他
Why?
为什么
Because now that enemy has decided
因为那个敌人他已经定义
They're going to fight
他要奋力一击
And when that enemy is about to fight
如果你的敌人定义要跟你做殊死斗的时候
You've got to take him seriously
你就不能够掉以轻心
You're not going to use small things to take him down
你绝对不能够用一个很弱的小的武器去对抗他
When you are a Christian who is called towards God
当你是向着神的信徒的时候
When you don't care about living for God's kingdom
如果你不在乎要为神的国度生活的话
The enemy,
那个敌人，你的敌人
，throw a pen at you.
只要拿出一个很小的东西，就足以把你击倒。
They don't care about you.
他们根本不在乎你。
You're already done.
因为你已经完了。
You're no factor in God's kingdom.
你已经你是神国的背叛者。
But when you have made a decision to live for God,
但是如果你定义要为神而活，
when you have committed to love the things of God，
如果你下定决心要爱神，
when you are loving God more，
如果你爱神越来越多，
when you are pursuing God more，
如果你追求神的真理越来越积极强烈，
you are now a threat，
那么对撒旦而言你是一个威胁，
and he will take the big guns out on you，
他会拿出最厉害的武器来对付你。
Wickedness is increasing to stop the work of God，
邪恶正在越来用越来越多的力量要阻挠拦阻神的工作。
Is this frightening？
那么这样子就可以让我们胆战心惊吗？
Should this be frightening to you, O Christian？
我们应该让这样的事实弄得被他弄得胆战心惊吗？
Are you a little scared？
你是不是有一点惊慌害怕？
I mean, this is Satan and his forces。
因为我们所面对的敌人是撒旦还有他的邪恶的力量。
That are now coming to attack you and trying to tear you apart。
他们正在攻击你，他们想要把你撕裂。
Should you be worried？
你不应该担心吗？
Scared？
或者甚至心惊胆战吗？
No。
不。
Should you be aware？
那么你是不是应该意识到这样的战争正在发生呢？
Yes，
对。
But should you be scared？
但是你就应该因此而惊慌吗？
No，
不。
Because look at verse 8，
因为让我们现在看第八节。
And then the lawless one will be revealed，
那时这不法的人必显露出来。
Whom the Lord Jesus will killwith the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming。
那么这个人主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光废掉他。
Paul wanted them to see that even though wickedness will get worse，
保罗要让天撒罗尼迦教会的人知道，即使尽管这样的征战是越来越激烈。
That our God is the Almighty God，
但是我们的神是一位全能的神。
And our God, our Almighty God, is always in control，
我们全能的神自始至终都是掌管掌控一切的。
And ultimately，
最终
Jesus will destroy the evil one，
主耶稣会废掉灭绝这个。
That's our last anchor point this morning，
这就是我们今天需要牢牢抓住的第三。
That our Almighty God through all this wickedness is always in control，
我们全能的神尽管有种种的邪恶跟诡诈在世上横行，
There is no spiritual battle that is happening，
一切 There
is no spiritual battle that is happening that God is not in control。
没有一场属灵的征战是神没有不掌控的。
There is nothing that you are struggling in your life where the enemy is trying to strike you down where God is not greater than the enemy。
你在生命中或生活里所经历到的种种的征战挣扎神总是超乎大过这一切。
There is no man, there is no created thing that is stronger than the power of God。
没有一个受造者，没有一个人比神的大能更有力。
And this is what we get to look forward to when Jesus comes again。
这就是我们应该满心期待着神再度降临的。
Because when Jesus comes again，
因为当他再度降临的时候，
we will get to see God's great glory，
我们就会看见神的大荣光。
We will see the judgment of the world，
我们就会看见神对这个世界的审判。
And we will see eventually that all evil is destroyed.
我们就会看到至终所有的邪恶都会被灭绝。
This is why the second coming of Jesus ought to shape our attitude towards our lives.
这就是耶稣基督的降临会改变我们塑造我们的。
One pastor wrote it this way. Look at this.
有一位牧者曾经这么说。
Jesus came the first time in humiliation.
耶稣以卑微的身份第一次降临
人间。When he returns, he will return in exaltation.
当他再回来的时候，他会在荣光中，在尊崇中再度降临。
He came the first time to be killed.
他第一次来到人间是被人伤害。
And when he comes again, he will return to kill.His enemies.
当他再度降临的时候，他会杀害那些他的敌人。
He came the first time to serve.
他第一次降临人间是为了要服侍人。
He will return the second time to be served.
他再次降临人间是要受人的服侍。
He came the first time as a suffering servant.
他第一次来是以是受苦的奴仆。
And when he comes again, brothers and sisters, he is returning as a conquering king. Amen.
弟兄姐妹们，当他再度降临的时候，他是一位得胜的君王。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，Jesus is coming again.
耶稣就要再来了。
We don't know when.
我们不知道什么时候。
But we know he's coming soon.
但是我们知道他马上就要快要来了。
This life is so short.
我们在世上的生命是非常短暂的。
And Jesus' second coming should put everything in our life in perspective.
耶稣会再度降临世间的这个应许应该足以让我们对用正确的角度正确的眼光来看待世上的万事万物。
That's why as we preach the last two weeks through Thessalonians on this topic of suffering and hardship for the kingdom of God,
这就是为什么我们在过去几个礼拜我们所讲的都是信徒们的受苦。为了
神的国度。
为了神的国度而受苦。
You have to know.
你得知道。
That when you are trying to grow.
当你在灵性上你有这个愿望要成长的时候。
When you are trying to obey.
当你试着要顺服神的旨意。
When you are trying to live God's way.
当你试着要活出神的道。
When you are trying to minister to others in the church.
当你试着要去服侍教会的其他的弟兄姐妹或朋友。
When you're trying to be a student and a child the way God wants you to be.
当你试着要做神合神心意的儿女的时候。
To be the teenager that God wants you to be.
当你试着要做合神心意的一个年轻人青少年。
To be the wife God called you to be.
合神心意的太太。
To be the husband that God wanted you to be.
合神心意的丈夫。
Do you know why this is now such a battle?
你知道为什么就变成一场征战呢？
Because the evil one does not want God to win in your life.
因为那恶者他不要神在你生活中生命里得胜。
The evil one has mounted all of his forces.
那个恶者他聚集了他所有的力量。
Devoted to one thing.
就为了一个目的
and that is to stop God's work.
那个目的就是阻挠神的工作
He does not want God to win in your life.
他不要神在你的生命中得胜
And he does not want God to win this great battle.
他也不要神在这一场剧烈的战争当中得胜
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们
，God has already won.
神已经得胜了。
The greatest tool that the evil one uses to achieve his goal is death.
那个恶者所能够利用的最大的武器，最强的武器就是死亡。
And God has already defeated death through Jesus Christ.
但是通过主耶稣基督的复活，神已经战胜了死亡。
And that victory was through Jesus' humiliation.
而这样的一个得胜是通过主耶稣基督的卑微而得到的。
When Jesus comes again,
当他再度降临的时候
，When Jesus comes again, you will see.
当他再度降临的时候，你就会看到。
He will come in exaltation.
他会在至高无上的尊崇跟荣光中降临。
He will judge.
他要审判。
And he will rule.
他要统治。
And he will destroy everything that is evil.
他要灭绝所有的邪恶。
So brothers and sisters, I started with this question.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我一开始我提出这个问题。
What is your attitude towards the second coming of Jesus?
你对主耶稣基督的再度降临，你应该抱着什么样的态度？
This is why we are suffering.
这就是为什么我们正在受苦。
And we need to remember.
我们应该记得。
That our Almighty God is always in control.
我们全能的神，他自始至终都是掌管。
There is no attack that will come to us that is stronger than the power of God.
所有对我们所经受的攻击都不会超过神的大能所能够改变的。
And this reminds us how short our life is.
这也提醒我们的生命真的是非常的短暂。
How short is your life?
你的生命有多短?
And what are you doing with the life that God has given to you?
你对神赐给你的生命，你是怎么样的去运用呢?
That's why every part of your life, as we continue from last week's sermon, that as you suffer for the kingdom, that's what makes us worthy of His kingdom.
这就是像我们过去几个礼拜在讲台上所说的，我们的生命的每一个部分的方方面面，如果我们是为了神的国度而活的话，那么我们的生命才会有意义。
So take your short life.
所以拿着你这个短暂的生命。
Take the days you have left.
所以珍惜。你所剩下的年日
and use it for his kingdom.
为神的国度而努力
keep pressing forward.
继续的努力向前
keep going.
继续往前走
and know that God's power is there to make it all possible.
同时你也心里要知道神在神没有难成的事
This is our message.
这就是我们今天的信息。
This is our story.
这就是我们的故事。
Stop holding back.
所以我们不应该再犹豫不前。
And let's live for him.
让我们为他而活。
Amen.
同意吗？
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Because we do see this world already deteriorating.
因为我们已经看见这个世界正在往下。
Oh, and Lord, we do see the struggles we face in our life.
我们也清清楚楚地看见我们在生活里生命中我们面临的挣扎挑战。
Especially the moment we try to follow you.
特别是当我们决意试着要跟随你的时候我们就受苦。
We need to remember that the enemy does not want us to love you more.
我们需要自己常常提醒自己神的敌人不希望我们得胜。
So we have to be vigilant.
所以我们需要保持警醒。
We have to be humble.
我们需要谦卑。
But we have to be confident in the power of our God.
但是同时我们也要拥有自信，我们相信我们神的在的能力大过一切。
We want to be used for you and by you, God.
我们要为你我们而被使用，我们要为了我们要被你所使用，为你的国度所使被使用。
Because we know that you have already won the victory.
因为我们知道你已经得胜了。
You came, Jesus, the first time in humiliation.
主耶稣基督第一次降临人间是以卑微的身份来的。
And Jesus, you will come again, but the next time you come, it will be in your exaltation.
主耶稣，我们知道你会再度降临，而且当你再度降临的时候，你会在荣耀中降临。
That is why we have this message of the gospel.
这就是为什么我们现在拥有福音。
And that's why we live out this message of the gospel.
这就是为什么我们为要活出福音的经义来。
And this story of living for the kingdom, Lord, that should be the story of our lives.
这个为神的国度而活的信息，应该是我们生命的信息，生命的意义。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.